Welcome to my audio commentary on Peter's first epistle, otherwise known as 1 Peter. Introduction. When introducing any book of the Bible, we need to know who wrote the book and to whom it was written. It often helps to know where the people lived to whom the book was written. It also helps to know the authenticity of the book. Why do we feel the book is reliable? There are a number of introductory facts that are important to understanding just what this particular book of the Bible is all about. And in this case, it's 1 Peter. Obviously, most evangelicals believe Peter wrote this book. Well, you may be surprised that there are some commentators probably leaning more towards the liberal, but some conservative commentators that suggest it might have been Paul who wrote this book. And the reason is this. Much of what is written in 1 Peter sounds very much like what Paul wrote in his letters. Now, there's one main point that we need to understand in this. If you read 1 Peter 5:12, you will note that it was Silas who actually helped Peter write this letter. It's a good chance that Peter dictated the letter to Silas. Now, we know that Silas helped Paul write many of his letters. You can see that 1 Thessalonians 1:1 and 2 Thessalonians 1:1. The way in which these letters were probably written, and in this case Peter would have told Silas what to write, and Silas probably used his own wording. Silas probably didn't write down exactly what Peter said. This was not a word-for-word dictation from the lips of Peter. Most likely, Peter would have given Silas the point to write down, and Silas would have written it down in his own writing style. Thus, the similarities between Paul's writing and Peter's writing of 1 Peter. I do believe Peter wrote the book of 1 Peter. Another thing we need to note in introducing this book is you may recall that Peter stood before the Sanhedrin. It's recorded in Acts 4:13. And in the King James, the men of the Sanhedrin were astonished at Peter and what he had been telling them, because he was an unlearned and uneducated man. Well, we need to understand something here, because this is another reason why some people believe Peter did not write 1 Peter, because what we see in 1 Peter is very intellectual. It could not have been written by an ignorant, uneducated man. There is a lot of theological discussion and wording in 1 Peter that only a learned, educated man would know. So this is what Acts 4:13 is stating. When the Sanhedrin said, "This man is uneducated," it doesn't mean that Peter was a stupid country bumpkin. Peter was a fisherman, a successful fisherman in a family business. Peter was most likely a middle-class, well-educated man. Where he was not so educated in was the theology of rabbinical tradition. Rabbinical theology is what Peter was uneducated in, and that's the extent of his ignorance. First Peter proves to us that he was very educated in the ways of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will see some of the words he uses are very theological in nature. We will see that Peter wrote to Christians in what we now call Northwest Turkey. We will discuss this more in detail when we look at 1 Peter 1:1. When did Peter write this book? The most common consensus is somewhere between 61 and 64 AD. There are some scholars, more liberal scholars, that push this up into the 90s or maybe even to 110 and 120. But for a number of reasons, that's not likely to be the case. Besides, you can't really trust liberal theologians. The very first list of canonical books of the Bible is a Latin list known as the Moratorium Fragments. It leaves 1 Peter out of the list of canonical books. Well, we do know that later on in church history, it was included in the books of the canon of Scripture. Now, we should understand that we have no original manuscripts. When Peter wrote this and when Paul wrote his letters, we don't have the original. We have maybe a few generation copies down the road of the original. But let's take 1 Peter here. There was an elder called Clement of Rome. He wrote to the Corinthian church in and around, say, 90 AD. And in his letter to the Corinthians, he has a number of allusions, not direct quotes, but allusions to 1 Peter. So if the allusions are really from 1 Peter, then we must realize that Peter's first epistle was written prior to that and is authentic. We have Polycarp. Polycarp was a disciple of the Apostle John. We believe that the Apostle John wrote the book of Revelation somewhere around 95 AD. During that time, he discipled Polycarp, who wrote a number of letters in and around 120, 125 AD. He wrote one letter to the Philippian church where there are five direct quotes from 1 Peter. If you want to know these direct quotes, you can read my written commentary on 1 Peter on my website. So it's pretty well established that 1 Peter is an authentic epistle that should be part of the canon of Scripture. The theme of 1 Peter. The theme is important, especially to us who live in the Western world today. Peter was writing to persecuted Christians being persecuted by government and society of the day. The Roman government being very secular, even pagan, more pagan than secular, were persecuting Christians in Rome particularly, but Christians were being persecuted and were suffering because of persecution throughout the Roman Empire by local authorities. The theme of 1 Peter is rejoicing and benefiting in and through the process of suffering. Suffering persecution, and you might just say suffering from many other ways that we can suffer. Illness may be another. So the reason why I say it's relevant for today is because our society, our governments are fast becoming like the government and society that Peter lived in and was writing to the Christians in his day. As our Western nations forsake the Judeo-Christian consensus on which we were founded and influenced us greatly, as we depart from that, we can expect to suffer as those first Christians in the Roman Empire suffered in Peter's day. Therefore, the book of 1 Peter is extremely relevant to us, and we must understand what Peter is saying. For more information on 1 Peter, please visit my website, stevesweetman.com.